The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another happy hour. As always, if you do choose to drink or whatever you're choosing to do, do so responsibly. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
Water.
Yay.
Mer. Just some mer. It's a Korean.
I am drinking my wine from a box. I'm tired.
I like that wine from the box is already sad, kind of, but then you had to add emphasis of like, the box.
Well, I don't generate a lot of trash, which is good. But if I was like drinking like a bottle of wine, I think that would add up glass-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not what I need in my life, especially after I had my poorly thought out idea of making candles out of wine bottles. Terrible. I had 60 wine bottles. I had to throw them all out because I was like, this is a horrible idea. I should never do this.
You were like, I'm going to do this. I was like, you are. Okay.
That's a definite cut to dot, sitcom dot. Moment. No, you're not going to do
she
that.
She did not.
So clumsy. Yes. Also, I wanted to, I forgot to say this in a recent Monday Mini, but thanks to everybody who sent me messages about, I talked about the coming out when we did our audiobook in front of like strangers in person-ish also, but where they could react. And a lot of you sent in like some resources and just like aww, nice notes. So thank you.
I
really appreciate it. Today we're doing kind of a fun, I think it's fun, D&D update.
Yay.
Yes. Dungeons and Dragons, in case anyone doesn't know, somehow. We had taken kind of a hiatus because one of the members had a kid, and then just, I mean, if you've ever seen any meme about Dungeons and Dragons, it is the scheduling demon. Like, you cannot get five people to schedule something together. So I think it had been several months. And at this point, we've been playing for 2 years. I've had this idea for 7 years. But they're coming to the end of the campaign. So it was 2 weeks ago, we finally met up after this hiatus. And then we met again the next week. And it was really, really fun. It was cool seeing everybody. I was really anxious. I've just been having a lot of anxiety lately. I need to, like, center myself and stretch or something. I don't know. But I've had
a
lot of
medication for that.
Yes, maybe that too. but I hadn't done it in so long. And I was worried about, you know, not only am I rusty, But also, we are coming to the end, and I want it to be kind of a satisfying ending. But on top of that, I was going to be a lot, most of the time we play, I'm kind of the background characters who you talk to for like, I don't know, 2 minutes and then you move on, like not a main character. Mm-hmm. But this was, I knew was going to be like me, a lot of it performing. And it is really exhausting, and you have to be like, quote, on, good at like improv. So the plot of this, I know I've explained it before, but essentially it's Star Wars, and they're going to like Tatooine, and they're going to Hoth, and they're going to like all these places, and they have to get these, they have to collect these crystals, kind of like Thanos. It's a nerdy campaign. Like, it's D&D and then nerdier.
It's all the nerds. Yes. All the nerd things.
And it's a very nerdy group I'm playing with. So I felt like, you know, this is a good fit.
Appropriate.
Yes. But basically, they got to collect these crystals to save the world. But it turns out they keep getting these hints that, like, something is amiss, or like something, maybe they shouldn't be doing this. Like, maybe it's a bad thing. And as you know, Peaches.
Is it Peaches?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there's a character based on Samantha's dog, Peaches, who has a bunch of cousins.
Only brings chaos.
Brings chaos, but very sweet, unintentional chaos.
Yes.
But I did toy with the idea of making Peaches be the like puppet master.
Oh.
That is not what's going to happen. I think you kind of talked me out of it. You were like, no, Peaches.
I go back and forth because I get reports. A friend of the show, Ben Boland, is like, I'm very weary of Peaches now because of this campaign. I was like, oh, no. And so I was like, maybe we need to backtrack. But then at the same time, she is kind of a jerk in real life.
Peaches did come up at this last campaign, last session.
Did it?
And I believe it was Dylan, who is like one of the nicest people. He was a former producer of the show.
Yeah.
He said, Peaches has a larger than life personality.
In real life or in Dungeons and Dragons?
About your dog. And it was so cute.
Yes.
Larger than life personality. That's such a like Dylan nice way
of being like, she's a lot.
I loved it, though. It was so good.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. So, also, while all of this is going on, I feel like maybe I'm being too dismissive of this, but you've seen this too, and you've given me some really great gifts around it. I draw the maps hand-drawn, and I'm not a great illustrator. So, like, they get the point across. I think they're really cute, but it does look like maybe somebody in third grade drew this map.
Perfect.
So maybe I'll take some pictures and post them. I think they're really good. I don't want to make it sound like I don't think that they are good, but I guess that's just not my skill set is drawing. Right. I've never been good at it. Never. But anyway, I have a friend, Katie, who's been on the show. She is really good. Mm-hmm. And she, mischievous friend that she is, I had been drawing like the world map, and I left the room for a second. When I came back, she had drawn something called Poop Island on it. And I couldn't really erase it. And I decided, it said Poop Island, this is where the DM lives, the DM being me, the dungeon master, game master. So I decided to just leave it there, and it'd be kind of a funny thing, a story I could tell, and we'll move on. But then Lauren, who also a friend, also my co-host on Saver, she always says, never give the DM ideas. And I think early on, like the fourth time we played together, she said of this Star Wars based campaign, here's hoping we don't run into George Lucas. And then I knew who lived on Poop Island. Who was the DM? It was George Lucas, although I called him Gil. But
Gil? So, why Gil?
Just, I don't know, GL, Gil.
Oh, okay.
But he was basically like Luke Skywalker from The Last Jedi, and Poop Island looked like Octo, which is where he was. And he was real sad that his creation had gotten away from him because it's a whole multiverse thing, which, by the way, I did write this 7 years ago. I know it's really in right now, but just to be clear. And he had accidentally created like this alternate version of himself that was destroying all the realities and was going to destroy this one. And he was too tired to do anything. And I was so tired when I did it because it was after our audiobook session. I almost started crying. I was like, I'm so tired. And I got really into it. And everyone was like, oh, my God, George Lucas, are you okay? But I channeled it a lot. And that was what I was nervous about, because it can be, even as we've talked about this, even as someone who performs a bit for work, and I do like it, and I like acting and stuff, it can be, when you're like channeling it and everyone's looking at you and waiting for you, it stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very stressed out, and I'm having this big character moment of like trying to sell the idea that this guy is so sad and depressed and lonely that he won't do anything. And I really did channel it. I really did.
Oh.
It was funny. They were like, "We can. There's hope. There's still hope. We can do something about this." And I was like, "I don't think we can." But it was very like, because them as players, they've been great. They've done great role play. Some of them have been brought to tears. I have never done that as a player. I don't think I've ever done that ever. But I let it, I've not really let it, it just happened this time. And I think it was because I was so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, we had just done that audiobook and I was like, oh,
right.
Here we come. But I did have one of my most hilarious nerd checks I've ever had in my life, because a lot of this is, like I said, very nerdy. A lot of really bad Star Wars puns. I cannot stress enough. Like, it is so, like, there's somebody called Snoby One Kenobi. Like, this level of bad. There's a Silo Kin. Like, it's not, I'm not trying to hide any of this.
Is Snoby One, is it Snowy?
Yeah, Snoby okay. One lives in the snowy caves.
Okay.
There's a shenanigan.
Just making sure I'm on top of all the pun parts. Okay,
yes.
Keep going.
There's a himbo. Oh, well. Anyway. There's also Leia's character is named Kare, and Dylan, did not get until this time that it's Carrie Fisher.
I didn't get it either. I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Like, what?
No, that one wasn't. That's like one of my less on the nose ones because it's also based on a name, Kare, which is, it means everything turns to dust and it's fine, which I was always like, wow, that's pretty metal.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's from my book of lost words. It's a lost word, but it really struck me when I read it. So that one is less like on the nose, but it was funny to me that Dylan was like, oh. But okay, so the like main big bad is, his name is Reeve. And I was kind of joking with them and I was like, oh, I'm so original, just like Sheev, you know? And they were like, Sheev? And I was like, Sheev. And they had no idea who I was talking about. And I was like,
I still don't either.
Sheev Palpatine. That's his first name, the Emperor. And they all had no idea. And like, I get you not knowing, but like I said, they're pretty nerdy. And this was one of my biggest, like, oh, wow, I've gone in deep. None of you know who Sheev is.
Right. I will say, so like when we did the viewing at the Plaza, how many did you get wrong? I counted.
A lot.
I was
a lot, but I do.
You did good, though.
This is actually really sad. Not sad, but it's not healthy. My refrigerator had been broken. I hadn't had anything to eat for 36 hours.
What?
And we were planning on getting dinner.
Yeah.
So I was counting on the dinner, and then we didn't get it. And so I was out of it.
Oh, wow. No, it was also very loud and like you could barely hear it. Turns out one of my friends was there and one of the, I think the heads and figurines. I didn't know it was her. I didn't even know she was there until later. She's like, yeah, I won this. Didn't you see me? I was like, no.
It was pretty chaotic. It was pretty chaotic. But great time. No, the next day I was like, obviously that was the answer, but I needed some food. You live and you learn. But anyway, yes, his name is Sheev Palpatine. And now they all know. And now we're just sending Palpatine gifts back and forth, which I love. But also it's so fun because it's really collaborative. And so there's a character who was based on, I won't say based on me, but was based on it was named after my old fan fiction name, which was August Wind.
Mm-hmm. What's the new one?
Oh, never. you'll figure out one day, but no. August Wind was getting married to this guy named E-Cubed, and our friend Marissa wrote fan fiction, because she was a fan fiction writer in this world, for me to read at the wedding. But then she tragically was assassinated.
You killed off your own friend? Does she know this?
No. August Wind was assassinated. Marissa's not in.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
Marissa wrote the fan fiction that August Wind read.
Oh,
and then she was
assassinated.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I do reach out to my friends for this. And I had kind of, you know, just moved on. August Wind's too bad. They bought up August Wind to George Lucas and was like, listen, this August Wind had ideas. Maybe you should look there for how we can save the world. And now, I hope none of them are listening, but I like the idea of fan fiction saving the world.
Oh, no.
Like, they go
this
and find one
never
of their
ending.
Old stories.
This game is going to never end.
It will. But it's like, it's in the final fourth, and that final fourth could take forever.
Right. Because, like, how long have you been playing right now?
Years.
Yeah. And I know part of that was pandemic, but y'all are doing it online at one point. Like, y'all are doing it through...
Yeah, but we play like once a month, but they were pretty huge hiatuses in between. I think this last one was like 5 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. I always kid them about this, and I mean it sincerely. I'm not mad about it, but they will take what I assume is going to take maybe an hour and turn it into 6 hours. Like, it's amazing. But they want to talk to the shopkeep, and then they want to haggle with the shopkeep, and then they're convinced the shopkeep is lying to them, so they got to steal from the shopkeep. Like, it's just, I love it, but it has, that's why I'm like, we're in the final stretch. Who knows how long that could take?
Never ends.
But they're like, they got the last, they're like infinity stones, essentially. So they're done with that part. They just have to confront the guy, and they need to save Cinnamon Roll, who, that is his name. I told you, spot on. Mm-hmm. I'll be sad when it's over. I haven't played as a character in at least 7 years. And I like DMing, but it is a lot of work. And part of that is me. Like, you can't, like I've said before, you can, there are campaigns online you can use that are free. A lot of them are, you have to pay for it. But, and I just wanted to bring this up because I mentioned it recently. We did have a discussion about career day at this, because a lot of times it kind of, you know, you talk while we're eating pizza before we start playing. And we all had a very like gendered story of career day. And so I want to come back and talk about it. But someone said they like got sent to the office kind of for being rude. But the principal told her, because she had dressed as a writer for career day, that writers look like old white men. And then I had one where it was split. So the girls went to, it was a hairdresser and a flight attendant. And then the guys went to, it was like a pilot, a doctor, a lawyer. But everybody had a story like this. And so I'm really? Like, we need to come back and talk about career day.
I don't think we had career day because I don't remember any of this, but I don't feel like none of those were an option. We did have like where home ec was for women, obviously, mm-hmm. and then like FFA was for men,
right?
Farmers, mm-hmm. but like we didn't have. I don't think we had career days. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, we had two. We had one in middle school and one in high school, and both of them were traumatizing in their own ways. Oh, yeah, like the middle school one was the one where they were like, here's a worksheet of your body, women, and you're going to have periods and you're going to have a baby. And you're like, oh my God. And we had to watch the whole Miracle of Life video. Yep. And
we had to watch that too.
Oh my gosh. And then in high school, it was much more, you're never going to make enough money to have the life you want. That was much more the vibe at career day, which I guess, all right. But yeah, that's just my messy update on Dungeons and Dragons. I hope you enjoyed it. Sometimes I hear from other people who play, or sometimes people just ask me, like, what's going on in there?
Right.
I love it.
It's good.
So I will be back, I'm sure. I can't wait to see how it ends. Because, like, I've written, I have the general idea, but again, this fan fiction idea is gold. Like, I should put that in there. So it does change based on what they do. And it was cool to play, like, essentially the very meta DM of, I can't fix this for you.
Sorry.
Cheers. And please, yes, if you do play Dungeons & Dragons, if you do have questions about my very convoluted and nerdy game, please write in. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff One Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. We also have a Tee Public store. And we have a book that you can pre-order. It's coming out August 29th. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Also on Audible as an audiobook, obviously. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.